This is episode 524 on the Hidden Why podcast with Jen Hall. Welcome to the Hidden Why's 30-minute power segment. I am passionate about creating a lifestyle that minimizes suffering and regret. The purpose of life is not simply to survive, but to thrive, and I believe we do that by creating a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Each week, I will be delivering a 30-minute conversation with a guest expert on a topic that they are knowledgeable and passionate about, with the purpose to inspire and educate us all. I don't have all the answers. I'm simply trying to figure life out. And through greater awareness and understanding, I can put into practice what I learn to further my life's progression. I can't give you your life's map. I can't show you the way, but I can assist you in discovering your why. I can help you define your life's compass to guide you purposefully to act on and pursue your life's desires. And from there, watch happiness ensue. My guests are the experts. They are the people I learn from. They provide the inspiration, education, and methodology that we can all benefit from in better navigating the ultimate life. Without further ado, let the show begin. Today's feature guest is Jen Hall. The topic is impact. Jen Hall is a transformational business clarity coach for online entrepreneurs who want to become high-profile leading experts. She helps you feel on fire, make epic impact, and play big so you can earn amazing income that comes with owning your greatness. Jen Hall is on a fierce mission to remove the wall between you and the wildly successful because she believes we all have the ability to reach those heights. She has been featured on Thrive Global and YFS and won Speaker of the Year in 2016 and nominated again in 2017. This is Jen Hall with her topic, Impact. Please enjoy the show. Hi, Jen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me on.
I appreciate you being here and look forward to this 30-minute power segment on your topic of impact. So the first question I want to ask you, Jen, is, what is impact to you? How do you define impact?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. How do you define impact? Well, for me, I mean, obviously these words mean different things to different people. But for me, impact is really about the legacy that you want to leave in the world. I know that sounds a bit grandeur, but really that's, I'm all about playing big and I'm all about, you know, taking it to the heights that you want to take it to. And in terms of the kind of people that I work with, that's pretty big. So legacy kind of fits into that really well, I think.
Okay, so when you talk about pretty big, what is big in your perspective?
From my perspective, it's all about taking your message to as many people as you possibly can who are suited to hear it. Because, you know, in my world, I'm an expert in helping you define your niche and ideal client. And in my world, it's not necessarily about getting your message to everybody, because in business, everybody is nobody, but it's about getting people on board on your movement. And about, in the words of Simon Sinek, helping people who believe what you believe to make transformations in their own life.
Okay, beautiful. So to put that in context, who do you work with to help spread that message when you're talking about large scale? Are there some examples some examples you can give us?
Absolutely. So I work with online entrepreneurs, and the reason why the online part is important to me is exactly for impact, because we are kind of building a rod for our own back by not using the online space, because it's like a huge microphone that we can get out there and use to spread our message across. So I actually work with people like coaches, consultants, mentors, really anybody with a strong desire to change the world in a way, to get out there and start making that big impact and leaving that legacy in on the world. And not only that, but also making a ton of money at the same time. So it comes in a two-pronged attack.
So I guess impact, I mean, I get the legacy thing, and I suppose for each of us individually, that will be different. You know, what legacy I want to leave behind and what legacy you may want to leave behind will be different. The amount of money we want to earn, like I certainly don't really give a rat's for money, but a lot of people do, I get that. So the really definition of impact will be different for each of us. But it's still about, you know, leaving a legacy behind when you leave this world, I suppose. Is that correct in my understanding?
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes down to impact, and you just mentioned there that, you know, it's different for each and every person, and for some people, money is an important thing, and to me, money is essential. I mean, part of my story is that I grew up in my own little world with my parents, who believed that you can, you know, work in alignment with your purpose and what you want to do, but you're not going to make any money. Or you can go and work in an industry that's specific to making money, but you probably won't be happy. And so I kind of grew up in this environment where that was supposedly my reality, until one day I realized.
People still have that same sort of belief. Yeah.
Oh my God, absolutely, absolutely. And it's such a shame, because what I realized is that it's just not true. We don't have to live in those confines, which is why money is important to me, because money to me means possibility, and there is no reason why we shouldn't have it. And we can absolutely create our own success. It's not luck or something that you're born with or a silver spoon. You can absolutely create your own success and make a huge dent in the world. There is no reason why you can't have both.
Yeah, I know you talk about that, you know, helping other people create wildly successful lives, and you sort of believe that everyone can do that. And I agree, I think everyone has that within them to be able to do that. And as it relates to money, yeah, money is a great tool to help us have that impact, I suppose, which is would be my understanding. And depending on the legacy, that depends on how much money you need to make that impact, so you can leave that legacy. Is that right?
And to a certain extent, I don't believe you need money to make impact. I think that the money side for me is about living a fulfilled life full of possibility. And for me, earning more money means I can give more back to you know, the surrounding things. When I help people in my industry, look at for instance, helping other people through what they do, a lot of people start getting into this zone of, okay, well, I need to help the needy and helpless. Now, I absolutely understand the want and the need to do that. But when it comes to making money in a business, they just don't have the money to sustain you as a business, to pay you for your services. So that is in no way an ideal client, but doesn't mean that they don't need help and that you can't help them. But first, let's find, the business that's going to be making you the money, so that then you can earn the money to then give back to the needy and the people that will need the help. And you can spread the love in that way. And that's why I think, you know, don't shun money, welcome it in, because the more you have, the more you can give back.
Yeah. So I suppose, I mean, we might have to disagree on this a little bit, but I guess for me, you know, it depends again on, you know, how we define that legacy that we want to leave behind, what's really important to us. And that will determine, you know, how much money you need to earn or you want to earn to create that level of comfort and allow you to live out that legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess, like you said, everybody's version of that is different. And, you know, when people, I hear people talk about like financial, you know, freedom all the time, and it creates this thing in our minds that we have to be earning like, you know, millions and billions of pounds. But that just isn't the case. To be financially free, depending on the lifestyle that you want to lead, is actually a lot easier to reach than you first think. So I don't think we're disagreeing at all. I mean, I don't want to switch roles too much. I want to ask you a question, but what do you think about in terms of, do you think that you need money to make an impact?
Yeah, look, I think first and foremost, we need to understand perhaps what sort of legacy we want to live, what sort of life we want to live, what our why is. And then from there, that can determine, you know, how much money we need to do that. And that is, you know, first taking care of yourself and making sure you're set up and satisfied, and then the people you love and the family and people around you. And then, you know, how you can better serve the world on a larger scale. So as I sort of go on my own journey, yeah, absolutely. I've tried to figure this out, and I went around it the wrong way. First, I went out there to earn the money before I could make the impact. But having money means nothing if you don't know what sort of impact you want to leave or make in the world. So I think it comes by figuring out first what you want to do and how you want to do it, and then not letting money get in the way of, oh, it's going to stop me from doing what I want to do. But rather just going out there and doing as best you can with what you've got. And then from there, I believe the money will flow, and that will allow you to increase your impact.
100%. I don't disagree with anything you said there. And I just want to pick up on a point you just said in terms of the clarity first is super important. If you don't know the reason why you're doing something, everything else is pointless. Yeah. You can have a money-making business, but it's not going to have any long-term sustainability because there's no bigger purpose, but bigger reason behind what you're doing. There's no mission there. So yeah, totally in alignment with that.
Okay. So who does impact relate to? Does it relate to absolutely everyone?
Yeah, well, for me, I believe that everybody has a purpose within them. I believe that we're all here for a reason and that we all have the ability to make that impact. I think for a lot of people, it was a problem because they struggle to discover what that is. And I think sometimes people like me don't help matters because I talk about it in such, people who want to make a big impact and whatever else. But for some people, they get this almost comparisonitis over my cause isn't as worthy as somebody else's. And it just isn't true. We all have our own paths to follow and our own missions to follow. Mm. And neither is more important than the other. We're all just here for different reasons. And we will form groups and movements within the world who are on those similar paths.
Okay. So it perhaps sounds like one of the issues behind, being able to make an impact. But I just want to touch on something you mentioned there, which isn't really sort of for this show, but the hidden why is all about, understanding what your purpose is and figuring that out. And you said, I believe everyone has a purpose. Do you think that's innately within us or how do you think it's formed?
Personally, I think that it's formed based upon your life's history so far. It lies within the stories and the experiences that we gain. I do think that there is potentially some kind of innate energy behind it. We could debate this all day. We're talking about the unknown in terms of, that thing that we could be born with and does that determine our path and whatever else. But what I do know is 100% from my experience and from working with other people to help them find their purpose is that it is within the stories and the experiences that we've had in our life up until now. That we find that within.
Yeah, 100%, I agree. So what are the key issues with making an impact? We've sort of touched on, not understanding what sort of impact we want to make. I guess that's one of the key issues. Any other key issues that you want to sort of talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. There are quite a few that I take people through. So I'll take you through a couple of them.
Yeah.
And in terms of, and I hope you don't mind me talking about this in business terms, it's kind of where my expertise lie.
Exactly.
But in terms of making an impact as a personal brand or a business, a lot of the time we are too scared to get specific. I have what I like to call the Tony Robbins syndrome. So we get into this habit of looking at people like Tony Robbins and go, wow, he's made such a huge impact on the world in so many different ways and so many different aspects and so many different areas. But the thing is that he didn't start that way. Uh-huh. You need to build trust with people in order to be able to make that impact, in order to get people to listen to what you have to say. You have to position yourself as an expert. And so it's so important to niche and get specific, first of all. So that mission that you have, that purpose that you have, find a vehicle that creates that movement to create that transformation and create something that's specific so that people have something to bite their teeth into. Because without context and without, people being able to relate to what your message is, what your message is and what you're doing, you're not going to make any impact at all because you're going to find it very hard to build a following of people who are all on board with what you're doing if you're not speaking directly to the hearts and minds of those people. So that's the first thing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I just, my thought was, I like the Tony Robbins syndrome. And I think that's really important. I think often when we start out, we look at all these other people that are doing huge things in the world. And having great success, and we compare ourselves to them people and what they're doing now rather than what they did when they started out. And if you listen to Tony Robbins' story, you can hear his story of how he started out. And it's a long journey. I remember when I was a young kid watching him on infomercials in the middle of the night, And that's something that I'm sure he doesn't, do anymore. But he started somewhere and he had to get that momentum going. So I just wanted to sort of mention that, I guess, or reflect on that at least for the benefit Absolutely. Of the listeners. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess another one of the biggest things that get in the way of people making impact is the fear of polarization. So just in case any of the listeners aren't familiar with the term polarization,
yep.
It's basically becoming a Marmite. So people either, I don't know what it's like wherever people are listening, whether Marmite's a worldwide thing or not, but it's
Marmite.
Marmite. Oh, okay, no worries. Okay, well, in the UK,
isn't that like a spread you put on toast?
Yeah, it's like a yucky yeast thing. I must say, I'm a hater of Marmite. There are some people out there who absolutely love Marmite. So it's kind of like that love hate thing, in a different aspect to make it easier for people to understand. It's putting people on either side of the fence. Uh-huh. So getting them sitting on it, going, it could be this way or this way. You're putting your opinion out there and saying, this is what I truly believe. This is what I know, this is my truth, and getting people to either love that message or hate it. And for most people, it's a really scary thing to go out there, speak your truth, stand in your truth, say what you truly believe, and have people potentially hate what you have to say. But to those people who are scared to do it, I say two things. First of all, is say what you want to say in the knowledge that you will always be wrong in someone else's eyes. So I know that was a bit of a strange concept to get around, but whatever you say, somebody's going to disagree with you. So you may as well just get over it now and get it out there. Mm. And the second thing is every time you do get someone who hates your message, celebrate, because you know that if someone's hating it, someone will also love it. You know, the world comes in pairs and opposites. So if you're getting an extreme viewpoint on, I don't agree with you, or I don't believe in that, and I believe this, you will find that there will be people out there who absolutely adore your message. And you just have to accept that not everybody is going to like it. But the fact that, you know, people either on either side of the fence in the extremes, it shows that you are making a big splash and you are making that impact.
Yeah, I like that. Good advice. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess those are the two biggest ones, I think, that I come across a lot.
Okay. And how, I guess you sort of mentioned a couple of things of what we can do, you know, with the Tony Robbins syndrome and the other bits of information that you've shared so far. But what are the other techniques and practices that you do to help people overcome these obstacles so they can start to make a bigger impact? What are some of the techniques, you know, to discover, you know, what their purpose is, what sort of impact they want to make, to the fear of putting their message out there or comparison, etc.? What are some of the key practices that you could share?
Okay, well, in terms of fear, I would say always make it bigger than yourself. Stop making it about you and start making it about the people who need to hear your message and who need to have your help. And as soon as we do that, as soon as you make it bigger, we stop swimming around in circles and it just pushes ourselves outside of the comfort zone. And before you know it, you are out there doing it. I know Mel Robbins, I don't know whether you've read this, The 5 Second Rule, but she mentions in there a few key times in history where people have, and don't ask me what the examples are because I can't remember off the top of my head, but I do know that she talked about there were some key moments in history where, you know, people would, you know, stand up against such, you know, persecution. But when they were interviewed afterwards to say, you know, kind of like, what got into you? What made you stand up and do that? They said that I just didn't think. Sometimes it's a case of not thinking and just doing, and just, again, making it not about you and making it for the people who need to hear it. And when you stop thinking about you and you just make that decision to get out there and talk about what you need to talk about, the more you do that, the easier it becomes. Mm. The fear starts to dissipate. So I would say that's the biggest
technique you get new fears.
I can help people with. What's that, sorry?
Then you get new fears.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hit the nail on the head. Exactly. Well, you know, they will always be there. So it's just, for me, it's one of those things that you've got to learn to love it. You've got to learn to expect it, but you've got to learn to move past it too.
So how do we just push forward? I mean, you know, I like the idea of thinking, you know, beyond yourself, but what some of the, you know, I like the 5 second rule too, is just taking action. But what is what's some of the other advice you'd give someone saying, yeah, but I'm just too worried or too scared or too fearful? How do we just get them to see that, you know, you can take action?
You look at the evidence around you. Look at other people. I know a lot of people look at others and say, I wish I could be like that person, or, you know, I really admire the way they do this. Now, if you're doing that, what you have to realize and recognize is that if you're looking at someone else and going, I really admire how fearless they are, how courageous they are, how they stand up, is that if you're able to recognize that in somebody else, it's because you contain that power and that ability yourself. There's no way that you could recognize it unless you had demonstrated it at some point in your life. So it's about looking inside of yourself and saying, when have I already demonstrated this? And it sounds a little bit like, you know, for God's sake, is that really the only way that you can move past it, is by just doing it? But honestly, they are my best tips. Just do it. Remember what's on the other side of your comfort zone, what is going to be created, and look to what the positive impact that you are going to be making by taking that action. Stop looking at your current situation and about how worrying it is and whatever else, because it's not really, fear is all up in your mind. It's not real.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, there may be some form of negative impact in your journey to making it, but it's something you've just got to accept. You've got to make it, you've got to want it more than you fear it. And when you make the want bigger than the fear, and deciding that you're just going to do it, when you decide, the doing becomes effortless.
Mm-hmm. I like it. And really interesting concept about, you know, looking at those people you admire and what they're doing and why they're so courageous, or why you admire them, and seeing that in yourself as well. I think that's really fascinating. Do you think that's with pretty much everything, that we look around us and see other people that we admire and see as courageous or whatever it might be, big hearts, loving? Do you think that's a reflection of ourselves in most situations?
100% all of the time. 100% and just,
all of the time, okay.
I genuinely believe that, and even to the extent, and I don't want to take a negative turn on this on your podcast episode, but just for interest's sake, that also happens others. So when we turn around and we pass judgment on other people, we're equally judging ourselves in some way, shape or form on that same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it works on both spectrums of both positive and negative. But yeah, I truly do believe that.
That's great. I'm glad you shared that, because it's actually one of those things I've been tempting myself to write about, but I haven't started writing about it yet. But you've just shared another perspective on it as well, which is going to help me. So thank you.
Awesome. Make sure you share it with me. I'll be excited to read it.
Well, I think it's just a really fascinating concept. I think it's something that I like to reflect on, and certainly will be after this conversation. But I think for everyone listening out there, I think it's just a profound concept to see that those things that you see, the negative and positives in the world of people around you, is something that's a reflection of yourself. And once you can start to see that, you can probably start to move beyond that as well, which is really powerful.
100%. I totally agree. I think it's an empowering concept. Once we get to grips with it, once you know something, you can make steps to change in the, you know, in a more positive route.
And hopefully make some more impact.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So last question I want to ask you before we wrap things up here is, you know, impact. Why is this such an important passion of yours? Like, why are you passionate about helping others really make an impact and spread their message?
Because I spent so much of my life playing it small, and the reason I played it small was for a fear of looking stupid. It's all about this fear of putting myself out there, and then what are people gonna say? And so when I've talked about all of these different techniques about how you move past that, you know, I'm not talking from an ivory tower. I'm talking from a perspective that I too went through that same scary crap about how do I put myself out there? You know, my colleagues are going to laugh at me, you know, and the people around you who are used to seeing you for the you that you used to be will, without realizing it, will want to pull you back to that same level time and time again.
Yeah.
So it's a case of deciding, this is who I want to be. I know that I have a purpose in life. I know that there's a reason for me being on this planet, and I'm here to share it, or I'm going to die with it inside me. And that right there is not an option, not on my watch. I will get my message out there and I will help people. And so that's where this has come from. That's why I'm so passionate about it, because I know that it's possible to move past all of that fear. And I know that it's not luck, you know, because, you know, part of making an impact is also being a little bit semi-famous. It's about positioning yourself, getting visible, raising your profile, and being that beacon to attract the right people to you. And so you've got to, you essentially do have to become a new person. There's no way that you can make the impact that you want by staying in the same mindset that you currently are in. And I know even now, I still need to expand that mindset, even from my position, to reach even more people. It's all up in your head. Mm. So you have to cultivate those behaviors and you know, even using that whole concept of look at who you admire, who's doing what you want to be doing out there. You know, perhaps not in exactly the same way or with exactly the same message, but you still admire what they're doing, and start cultivating those behaviors and that mindset and that, and those actions, so that you can become that person, because that you truly already are. But it's about stepping into it and really owning it.
Love it. I think it's a constant case of progress, and having that impact is hugely important in living a more beautiful journey in this life. I appreciate you sharing, Jen. Now, I know you have something that you'd like to share with the audience before we wrap things up. You've got a gift or something.
Absolutely. And just before we say goodbyes or I offer anything, I just want to say I genuinely enjoyed being on the show. It is totally up my street, and I'm totally aligned with everything you're doing on the show, and I think it's fantastic. So thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
But I would absolutely love to share. I've got a free Discover Your Mission and Core Message workbook for those people out there who are looking to, as an entrepreneur, make a big impact and really find their tribe. And so I'd absolutely love to send that over to you and offer that to your audience totally for free.
That'd be awesome, guys. Listening out there, thehiddenwhy.com, Jen Hall is the name you can search for. It'll be up there, so you can simply just jump on there and have a look at all the links. All the connections to Jen will be there as well, plus that free gift. So thank you, Jen. It's been an absolute pleasure. Where to from here, Jen? What's your biggest dream?
Oh, my goodness. My biggest dream is to be running seminars globally, which it's going to happen, Lee. It's going to happen. So sell out seminars globally, helping other people create their success. That's what I'm after.
Right, love it. Okay, you'll get there. Let's stay connected, Jen. It's been an awesome conversation. I've really enjoyed it too and got a lot out of it. So thank you. Hope you guys did too out there listening. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you. Thank you, Jen.
No worries. Thank you ever so much, Lee. Take care.
Until next time, peace, passion and purpose. See you soon. Thank you for tuning in and listening to today's conversation. I really hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've been able to take something away, something to help you create a more meaningful life, a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Guys, if you love the content that I produce here at The Hidden Why, there are a few ways you can support me. Firstly, connect with me. You can do so in a number of different ways. You can connect with me online at thehiddenwhy.com or via social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to connect with you. If you've got any thoughts, comments, feedback, suggestions, or anything at all that you'd like to ask me, you can reach me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. While you're there, guys, make sure you subscribe to thehiddenwhy.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can be kept up to date with all the new episodes and happenings here at The Hidden Why. If you love what you heard in this episode, guys, or any of the others, please share the love. Share it with your family, friends, and anyone you think that might get some value. If you haven't already done so, you can also leave me a review on iTunes. Simply head over to iTunes, type in The Hidden Why, click the ratings and reviews button, and leave me a short message, plus a 1 to 5 star rating. It helps me reach more people. Once again, guys, I appreciate the time you've taken out of your day to support my show. Until next time, you know what to do. Breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why Podcast. My name is Lee Mundelsey. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.